At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Back to the What in the World is Dyscalculia podcast. I'm happy to have you here with us today. I'm Dr. Honora Wall, the narrator for our podcast, bringing you information about the math learning disability and other types of neurodivergence and interesting research articles about education in general. This podcast is sponsored by EduCalc Learning, and you can find out more about our teacher training options and our online math classes for individuals who have dyscalculia at educalclearning.com. I would also encourage you to visit thedtri.org, home of the Dyscalculia Training and Research Institute, and that has a lot of information for schools, including our new NBD math program, and also offers more insight into research around dyscalculia. They are both great sources of free information, resources, training, whatever you need, we are here to help. And an interesting little bit of help that I want to bring to you today was a recent research study that was conducted and published through the University of Padua in Italy, and it's really fascinating. It's a great article about how humans develop that mental number line, how we develop counting. And of course, this is a crucial part of understanding the math learning disability, because people with dyscalculia do not seem to develop that internal mental number line in the same way or at the same time as a neurotypical development. And all that really means for us in the classroom is that we need to continue to use external tools like a number line, a 1 to 100s chart, and manipulatives in our early education, moving into a blend of those support tools plus a multiplication list as we get farther into elementary, and then moving into a calculator. I like to do that somewhere around fourth or fifth grade, depending on the topic. So you start to learn which tool works best under which condition, which is really the same as knowing when to use a hammer versus when to use a screwdriver. These are just tools that help us get the job done. For people with dyscalculia, we need to always offer these tools. These are part of the proper accommodations for a student with dyscalculia. They are not interventions that we do for a limited amount of time, expecting that the person will no longer need them. These are things that continue because the differences in learning, understanding, remembering, and recalling math continue to be issues throughout adulthood. Not insurmountable issues by any means, just something that we support. The same way we would let someone with vision issues wear their prescription glasses at all times. Now, I know that for some teachers, this is a big shift in mentality. We are expecting our students to come into class, learn what a number line is, learn how to count, and then move on to the next phase. And we don't think of those external tools as being something that should continue. And that's why our research is so important, because it helps us see the fundamental differences in brain development that underscore the math disability. So what did this research study say? Well, it was conducted, as I said, in Italy at the University of Padua, and the researchers were looking to see what sort of in utero, of course they used chicken, so it was an egg, not in utero, but what sort of pre-birth brain development may or may not be tied to a mental number line and to counting. So this is sort of what you might want to think of as a preliminary research model. I say preliminary because it was done with chicks, with little baby chicken eggs, and we need to study this in other species and then build up to studying it in humans. So there are going to be some differences. And that's a big part of being research informed, not necessarily research based. This research study is incredibly important and gives us some really fantastic information, but it's more of a guidepost of where we need to go with future research. It helps us understand what's probably happening with people who have dyscalculia, but it's not a one-to-one connection. I want to make that part clear. Okay, so what happened in the study? Well, the researchers took some chicks, little eggs for baby chickens, and at a certain time before they were ready to hatch, they changed the light exposure with the eggs. Because what we know about chicks is that their brain development is highly impacted by light exposure before they hatch. We know that many, many, many species, not just people, have the ability to count. And this is very important, especially in food and different parts of survival. And that was the important part for the chicks. So before the eggs hatched, different groups were exposed to light in different ways. And then after the chicks hatched, they were trained to find food under bottle caps. And the food was always placed under the fourth bottle cap in the training. Then they took their different control groups. They covered one eye or the other, because we know a lot of information about how the brain of a chick is tied across the sphere. So the left eye is tied to the right part of the brain, and the right eye is tied to the left part of the brain. Now again, human brains, much more complex and much more cross-exposure, and we do know more different things. But if you're trying to do a research study and reduce the number of variables, then you want to go with a chick, because you can have a much stronger, control or organization and identifying features with that brain. Okay, the chicks were trained to find food under the fourth bottle cap in a row, and then they would manipulate in part of the experiment. The food would be under the fourth bottle cap from the left. Sometimes it would be a very straight left to right setting of bottle caps, and sometimes they would mix them up, so they were might be higher or lower than the other. They weren't in a very linear pattern. And then they studied whether or not the chicks could find the food and how long it took and how successful they were. Here's what happened. The chicks who had the proper light exposure before hatching were able to consistently and quickly find food, moving from left to right, finding that fourth bottle cap. And they did very well if the bottle caps were linear or if they were spread out in different patterns. The chicks had to count to get to the fourth bottle cap in order to find the food. That's the important part. They had to know the difference between the first bottle cap and the fourth. When they looked at chicks whose light exposure had been interfered with or modified before hatching, those chicks had a real problem. They were not able to successfully, accurately count from the first bottle cap to the fourth. Sometimes they started on the left side, counting like we would think of as 1, 2, 3, 4. Sometimes they started from the right. Sometimes they were just randomly picking. They did not show evidence of having a mental number line. And what the researchers are saying is that their results showed that a mental number line is not something abstract that we are simply taught in school. It is tied to spatial arrangement of objects within the environment. It is tied to a biological underpinning in brain development. And our sense of number is grounded in our biology and in our neurology and how our brains work. This is really key and very groundbreaking information. We're able to see this evidence of how the brain holds this math information, not just formulas or adding and subtracting, but just understanding numbers and understanding counting and understanding order. So, really fascinating work. And the University of Padua is doing a lot of research into dyscalculia. Hopefully I can put them on part of a European tour one day and see a lot of our friends and followers in the UK, in Ireland, Scotland also, and visit this university because they're doing some great work. What does it mean for teachers, especially here in the US? It means that your teaching can be perfectly on point. You can be doing an amazing job. Your manipulatives and your classroom instruction could be completely above par, just fantastic and wonderful. And still, your students who have a math learning disability are going to struggle because their mental number line is going to be different. You are still going to do the same instruction. You're going to do more direct and explicit instruction. You're still going to use manipulatives and those kind of abstract visual tools like a printed number line or a 1-to-100s chart. But you're going to make sure that students who are struggling in math have access to those tools and manipulatives longer than you would expect. You're going to provide an external support that reinforces the internal mental number line. For our older students, and by that I mean third, fourth, fifth grade, you're still going to have those external tools available. Now, as students get older, they're not going to want to use manipulatives in front of everyone else. They're probably not going to want to use their 1-to-100s chart, or have number lines printed on their desk, or use a multiplication list. It's our job as educators to create a space where we expect and insist that students use their tools to verify their guesses and check their work. When we do that, those accommodations become expectations of precision. And now we're changing the way they're being used and the way students are perceiving other students using these tools. Students who do not have a math learning disability, who have a really strong mental number line, who have great number sense, they're going to move away from needing to use those tools naturally on their own. And that's really the key to scaffolding. we support until the student is ready to move away on their own. They decide when they're ready. We make sure they have all the tools available for their success. And then we insist that they are successful. There's no reason for students to have a D or an F in your class. If there are a lot of students having D's and F's in your class, I would highly recommend that you look at your interventions and your accommodations. You look at the alignment between your instruction, your practice, and your assessments. Because when we get out of alignment, we really mess the whole thing up. If people would just fix that alignment piece, then we'd have a lot more students and adults with a stronger sense of numeracy and better math mastery. But I digress. Those are topics for another podcast. The main thing I want you to take away from today's talk is that research exists that shows number sense, mental number line, and counting skills are part of our natural development. And that can be typical or atypical. That is not a deficit. It is a difference. And it can be supported. That's why our accommodations are so crucial for students who have dyscalculia. So if you want to know more about that study, you can find it online in a lot of different places. And as you know, we're trying to get more of our research articles and links onto the websites, both educalclearning.com and the dtri.org. Just keep checking back. I'm a little behind with getting those research articles linked because there's just a lot to do. A lot to do in the very exciting world of studying dyscalculia. If you have questions about this article or about anything else related to the math learning disability, please reach out to me, Honora, H-O-N-O-R-A, at thedtri.org or Honora at educalclearning.com. If you're a teacher, you might want to join the Facebook support group. And if you are looking for support for your student or your child, check out our websites. If you're a school that wants to really revamp what's going on with your bottom 30% of math students, check out nbdmath.org because that's really an exciting program. I'm very proud of the work we're doing there. And of course, check out our social media reels. We've got those in a lot of different places. So lots of free information, lots of targeted, detailed information. And as always, I'm happy to do some virtual or in-person training for your teachers at any time. I'm Dr. Honora Wall, and thank you very much for listening to the What in the World is Dyscalculia podcast. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.